Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome,
welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, I Feel Love, and today we have a very special guest, Miss Lori Matthews. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to just come on the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry and to showcase the talents of the different individuals, Heavenly Father. We're asking with something we said and done that will edify and uplift your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I'm going to read Psalm 103, 1 through 6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. I have read to you Psalm 103, 1 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Today, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest. She was born and raised by her mother and grandmother in Houston, Texas. She is a wife, she's a mother, and she has two sons. She has a love for music. She has performed or had the opportunity to sing background for various recording artists such as Marvin Sapp, Byron Cage, Karen Clark Sheard, Patti LaBelle, and the list goes on and on and on. She is enrolled as a student of Page Parks Center of Modeling and Acting to get professional training. She has performed many, many, many plays, and she is an assistant to her husband, who is a sound engineer with her business, with their business, Rhino One Productions, and she's just a good person, and I want you guys to listen to some of the things she's going to share with us today. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Lori Matthews. Ms. Matthews, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank Hello? You so much for coming on the ministry, and how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm blessed of the Lord. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a few questions concerning your music, your modeling, and your acting, okay?
Sure.
All right. Can you tell listeners how you began your ministry of acting and singing and modeling?
I began years ago with my singing. I was a, young, singing in the church choir with my mother and my two sisters. So the music has always been in my family. That's pretty much my background. The acting part came, there was a skit done at my church, The Five Wise and the Five Foolish. And so I, was given a script, to do just a quick little skit. And, I found a joy in doing that. And it just came, I wouldn't say natural, but, I was able to add my own personality to it, and also just reading on the scripture about the Five Wise and the Five Foolish. So I was able to incorporate that thing, things of acting, from what the scripture said. So with that became just an interest. And then my husband saw an interview, an audition actually on Facebook, and he told me to, just audition for it. I was, by personality trait, I am a pretty shy person. So I didn't want to do it, but he pushed me to do it. So I actually did it, and I got the role, which was The Master's Hand that was done by Deborah Obagi. So that was my very first acting role in a stage play. So that's pretty much how it actually kind of came, and I found that the more I do it, it has just become a passion. If I'm on my job and I'm tired, but if I have to go to a rehearsal or do anything like that, the energy just comes. So I found that it is in a passion that I do as far as also in ministry as well.
Oh, that's good. Okay, great. Now, what are the characteristics you portray on stage while acting? What is your personality type? Now, you said in real life you're shy. So who do you portray while you're on the stage?
Oh, my God. I have had so many different roles. I have had a schizophrenic role, not a schizophrenic, but an actually a bipolar role by the play. And also I've played a woman that was kind of devastated by her husband's death. Her husband was killed in, while serving over in Iraq, trying to raise two children, and then she was angry with the Lord because, you know, her husband loved the Lord. He was saved. He was a minister. He did everything he was supposed to as far as, you know, living right and you know, the teaching of the Word. And then all of a sudden he goes to fight for his country. He gets killed. So she has a problem and an issue with that. So she sees a really, you know, angry wife. I've played that role in mother. I've, like I said, the bipolar part in The Other Side of Me, written and directed by Joyce Smith. And then I've also, like I said, played the kind of a dorky, goofy wife of a deacon that really didn't have any, you know, say in a lot of things, but she was just this really quirky woman. Her husband didn't respect her. And so she had issues at home and just trying to get the people, you know, to gather around and do the things of God. So, you know, I've had different roles just really outside of who I really am and naturally as a person.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess it's really the passion for the acting because I'm able to pull, you know, the gift of acting out, you know, personality. I've always kind of made people laugh, but never knew I had a personality where it actually can be used for ministry as well.
Right, right. Okay. Excellent. Now tell me, when you sing, what is your underlying message? What do you want people to glean from that?
It is going to always directing people to Christ. I live on the Word of God. I stand on the Word of God. That's the scripture, you know, the Word of God talks about that he gives you the willing to do his good pleasure. And when he does that, you know, all I want to do is for people to look at my life, not really, you know, the tone. Of course, you know, you want to hear a person singing, you want to hear a good singing voice, but the message has to become clear of who and what you're singing about. And always, because I am sold out and want to live for the Lord, my message is going to always for people to glean back, to see my works, and to glorify the Father.
That's right.
That's pretty much my message.
That's good. That's good. And it's always good to bring people back to Christ because a lot of people sometimes get caught up in listening to the voice and how great a person sounds. So that's good. Okay. What would be your most memorable memory when ministering through song or acting?
The most memorable, let's see, I would say when I was playing the role of April in The Other Side of Me, she is, like I said, she has the mental illness of bipolar. A lot of people deal with that issue kind of blasé. That is a issue that the church really needs to try, I feel, really needs to try to look into, simply because April was a woman that had, she was a very smart person. She was able to lead worship, but she was able to lead meetings at the church. She was able to stand up and talk, you know, clearly and give direction to people. But she was also able to you know, to give these kind of underlying little quirks and things. And people kind of said that Abel was kind of maybe a little off, but, you know, they just, you know, that's just who Avery is. That's just her personality. So they really didn't take the time into really trying to figure out really what's going on with April. Yeah, you can pray. Yeah, you fast. And we believe in all those things because that's what the Word says do. But then there are some issues that we really need to try to glean in to really focus on people as far as having these mental issues. It's a serious thing. So when I played that role of April, it was very memorable to me because I had to pull, you know, completely out of my personality in order to really make it big so people can see that this woman was a very sane woman on the outside, But on the inside,
right,
she had a whole lot of things going on, and it was overlooked by the church, you know, and people didn't, you know, really reach out to her to get the help that she needed. So in turn, Abel started doing all kind of crazy things. Abel was strangling people. You know, April was running up behind people, you know, talking loud and being a stalker, you know, and she just did all kind of things. But at the end, it had to show where the Lord came in, you know, and they prayed for her and so on and so forth. But she also needed to go and get the medical help, you know, pills, until people get the realization that they have the true faith to believe that they can come out of it and that they have this issue. But they also have to know that sometimes you need the medical side of it, the human side of it, so that God can actually come in and help you so you can break the pattern and get off of the medication to be the same person that he's created you to be.
That's right. And, you know, you said something very important that we do not address sometimes in the churches, and that is mental illness. We speak about sin. We speak about things that happen, you know, in the world. And many times, as you said before, I've seen people kicked out or put out of church because of their mental illness. And so you're exactly right. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you're ministering, whether it's through song or you're preaching the word, you still have to deal with those people as well. We can't be selective and say, okay, I don't want to deal with this person because they're, you know, bipolar. We have to deal with everyone. So you're exactly right.
Right.
That's a good point. Right. Okay. Now, what projects are you currently working on?
Oh, a project that I'm currently working on now, it would be the Mario Project. My pastor, Bishop Ed Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and also another pastor at my church, Pastor Nicholas Tatum, they wrote an autobiography. It's called Mario. Mario is a 17-year-old young man who is actually telling his story from the Lake of Fire. He was a very brilliant young man. He was very athletic. He did a lot of different things. He was, you know, a role model to whomever he was around. But his lifestyle did not line up with what the Word of God says. There were his mother, his parents, and his pastors. Different people were trying to tell him to change his life, but he got this kind of big head because he was a well-known person. So he just strayed away from the things of God. And so he winded up leading people astray, you know,
mm-hmm.
with his lifestyle, instead of telling him, you know, change and, you know, do what the things of the Lord says. However, it led him down a path to where he wound up getting killed. And so he died, and he actually went to hell. And so the story goes on, the autobiography goes on to tell you him telling his story from the Lake of Fire. It's all on the autobiography, so you can pop into your CD and listen. What my goal is now and what I desire to do is to bring it to vision, to life, so that people can see it on stage. So that is the next project that I'll be working on. I think it's, with our teens today, they need to see something, not necessarily to scare them, you know, to get their lives back on the track to live, to do the things of the Lord, but it's to see if you continue on a path that you're going on, that there are some consequences that, you know, that you will have to live, you know, and serve up to.
That's
so
right.
That will be the
okay.
next project that I'll be working on.
Wow, that's good. Okay. Now, you kind of touched on this already, but what are some of your long and short-term goals, either with acting, music, or modeling?
Short-term goals, I would say, with the modeling, you know, if an opportunity comes with modeling, I did just a few amateur things with modeling. That would be great. That's something that I like to do, but it's not really the passion. The long-term goal that I have, like I said, is to get the Mario Project out and also to have my other ministry up and running as well, which is Aiming for Perfection, which is a ministry for women that are dealing with issues of divorce and being separated. There comes a time when women, they're married, but then when the separation comes between them and their spouse, they're living a life of singleness, but yet they're still married. That spouse is not mm-hmm. in the home also. So they're dealing with that in-between stage of reconciling their marriage and also, you know, even if it does go to divorce, and we don't glorify divorce, we would that God, you know, bring the union back together. But if it does happen to come to divorce, people need to know that there's something out there. Women need to know there's something out there to try to help them to get beyond the issue of divorce, how to get their life together and be confident and be confident being single until the Lord sends them, you know, the mate. But if God does not do that, they still need to know how to be whole and live, you know, even after the aftermath. So my long-term goal was to actually get my ministry up and running so that I can be able to help more of the people of God that are struggling in these different areas. Also with teens, girls, mm-hmm. I really want them to find value in their lives, to find that they're worth. Daughters Rising to Achieve Worth is another girls' ministry that I am working on, because I want them to find their validation, not from the world and from men, but to get validation and get valid, you know, get their absolute worth and value from the Lord. Know who they are, walk in authority, believe who they are, what the Word of God who says they are, and then you can move forward in being and living a productive life. And now, you know, if God, you know, brings it to where you have your own family, you'll know how to raise them, because it becomes to be a cycle and a generational thing. So if we don't break that cycle and break that curse, we're going to continue to do the same thing over and over again. So that would be my long-term goal.
Oh, wow. That is excellent. And I go ahead, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just want to make sure that, you know, I just make myself clear, you know, about what's on my heart to do.
Right. And I really like your, you know, I really like you extending out to the youth, because we really need programs to help our young ladies and our young men to be successful in life. So that's really good, and I wish you the best with that.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure. Okay, so what advice would you give someone who wants to pursue acting, singing, or modeling? And you can select which one, or you can touch on all three.
Really, the acting, here's the thing, because when you go, I would give the advice to anyone, male or female, when you go for an audition, know that it is just that. You're going to try to get a role to be a part of a production. If it is a passion of yours, don't be stumbled or be upset by if a door closes in your face. What you need to do is have the perseverance, because sometimes you'll get the role, sometimes you don't. Because it is a passion of mine, you know, I understand that either I will sometime and sometime I won't. And so I don't let that stop me or discourage me from going forward to the next audition. So I would say be encouraged in spite of the no's, and be more encouraged in spite, in, you know, with the yeses that you get. You know, it doesn't matter if someone tells you at this particular time we found somebody else to do the role. We'll keep you in mind. A lot of times that's what happens. Whether they do keep you in mind or not, move on to the next one, because there are auditions out there. There are people that are looking for authentic people that want to do it passionately, regardless of, you know, of whatever the outcome is. They have a passion about it. Go after it. You know, seek God about it. Pray about it. But don't get stumbled or, you know, get, you know, an issue about the no's that you get. So just keep on doing what you're doing and know that the Lord will bless you if you have a heart for it.
That's right. That's good. Okay. Now, do you have any individuals in music or the arts who really have an impact on your career?
You know, my bishop and pastor, which is Bishop Ed Johnson, and my first lady, my bishop and pastor, he was a well-known musician also back in his days. He was Ed Johnson in Praise Community Choir. He is one that I really look up to as far as the ministry of singing. He has done a lot. He is an excellent writer. He's wrote a lot of wonderful songs, and now he's now my bishop and pastor. But he has, you know, given me a road map as far as what to do and what not to do. there are some things that he's had to battle with, you know, back in his days when he had his community choir. And before he became a pastor, you know, he was being a minister of music of different churches, and he would, you know, lead direct choirs and lead songs and teach songs and write songs. So he is a really good role model for me as far as in the industry of how to be led and guide of who to get involved with, who not to get involved with. You know, think about what you want to do in this area. Think about how to handle it. So I would say Bishop Ed Johnson would be that role model, and he's been a very integral part even up to now with my acting and with my, not only my acting, but my singing as well and with my ministries. He's just been a very, you know, sounding board. You know, he's just been a great example for me. So I would say my pastor, Bishop Ed Johnson.
That's good. Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners that was not covered in the interview?
Just want you to know that, you know, to whatever you have a desire, if, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, always do it. I am rooted and grounded in the Word of God. I don't do anything if it's not dealing with ministry, affecting the kingdom, and affecting the lives of God's people. I just won't be involved with it. I don't want to compromise who I am as a believer to do things that compromises my faith. I would also say I will not take on roles or do anything that's going to astray or lead people on in a different route of being in the body of Christ. So I would also just want to tell the listeners, make sure that you are rooted and grounded in what you believe in and you do not compromise that. Make sure that you are full-fledged on what your goals are, who you're serving, what you're doing it for. Because at that point, you'll be able to, doors will be closed, doors may be closed, but if you stand in faith and believe in God that he will give you the things that your heart desires, you won't fail. So that's what I would like the listeners to be encouraged to know, that you go after what God has called you to do and do it wholeheartedly for the kingdom.
That's right. Okay. And how are individuals able to contact you, like if they wanted you to sing or they was writing a play or things like that?
Oh, yes. Okay. My email address is laurimatthews2@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/laurimatthews69. Or you can reach me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/matthews_Lori, L-O-R-I-E. And then I have my website up, which is www.laurimatthews.com.
Okay. And Ms. Lori Matthews, I want to thank you so much for taking out time of your busy schedule to come on the Love of Jesus Hub Ministry. And I pray that every project, everything that you do, and your family will be greatly blessed.
Oh, thank you, Afrida. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to do this. I really appreciate your time and you reaching out to me to give me this moment and this opportunity to share what God has given me, and I pray that your ministry is blessed even the more.
All right. Thank you so much, and may God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Lori Matthews, and she told us about her acting career and our singing career, and the main thing she told us was to not give up on the particular nose in acting, but that also correlates to the particular things that God tells us that we shouldn't have when we pray and ask for something, because you never know what's behind that door. And God always blesses us according to what we need and according to what is going to make us successful. So the most important thing is to remember that you keep pressing on no matter what. You have obstacles in your way. You keep pressing on and you keep trying for what God has willed you to have. And so we want to always walk in the Lord's will. So we really enjoyed that interview with Ms. Matthews. And without further ado, if please continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. A Spiritual Guide on the Go is out. It's at your local bookstores online, such as Barnes & Nobles, Fawless.com, Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com. There are other sites that the book is on. All you have to do is type in A Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Afrida Love. All right, gospel artists, promoters, actors, actress, and positive community leaders, please Facebook Afrida Love at A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Make sure that you continue to pray for 112 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line. Pray for them one by one, and then pray for yourself. We are going to continue to pray for some things that are happening in the world as well. We're going to continue to pray for the Nigeria girls. That has kind of been put on the back burner because it seems like as time progresses, there are other things that capture our attention, and we don't want to forget because those families are still going through trying to find out where their daughters are. So we want to pray for those students who are missing in Nigeria. We want to pray for Ms. Tanner and her family, her entire family in North Carolina. We want to pray for the individuals in Indiana who lost two sons in a drowning. We want to pray for the individuals in Waco, Texas who lost their son to an accident, a water accident. I just read a while ago there was a young boy who was fishing, and he lost his life because he drowned. Then I read another article about a drowning. We have to be very cognizant, and we have to pray. When we see these things in the newspapers, and I know that we can't save the whole world, but one thing we can do is we can pray for each person. We can pray for who we can. We can only do so much, but prayer goes a long way. So we want to make sure that we're praying for these particular individuals. We want to pray for our families. We want to pray for ourselves because we need to be uplifted. And so just continue to keep these individuals in your prayers because it's very hard. Some things are very hard to deal with, and so we need to just uplift each other in prayer. In addition to that, I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to say it every time until it gets better. We need to really, there is a spirit concerning the water, and you're going to have to be careful around any type of lake, any type of river, any type of what have you, anything. You have to be careful. You have to know how deep the water is. You have to have some type of protective method, whether it's a life jacket, whatever it is, a person who can swim like a fish, whatever it is. If there is a sign by the water that says do not go in the water, then there's a reason. Okay, I don't know the reason, but there's a reason. It may be too deep. There may be something dangerous over there. I don't know, but don't go in it. Okay. And just be careful. It doesn't mean, just as I said before, stay in the house and don't go anywhere. What it means is be cautious and stay prayed up. That's what it means. You know, be safe this summer. There's a lot of things to do, and there's a lot of temptations and things like that. So be safe this summer and continue to be obedient. That goes for adults and children. Continue to be obedient to God and your parents and continue to do the good things that the Lord has called us to do. In addition to that, I just want you to tune in on tomorrow to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, where I will give a revelation entitled Changing Shoes, and changing the shoes of selfishness to the shoes of service. There is a particular calling for us to serve God more, serve Him in spirit and in truth. So if you would join me tomorrow around 6:30 or 7, preferably 7 o'clock, if you would join me, then we will go ahead and go on with the ministry. Continue to watch the Facebook page as other things are coming up. On Monday, we have a particular segment entitled Why Women Need Calcium. Then on Tuesday, we have Ms. Keisha Covington. She will be with us at 6 o'clock, and she will bring her ministry, which is excellent. She has a phenomenal ministry, and she will speak about her ministry and things of that nature and projects that she have coming up. And then after which, I will tell you a little bit about our other guest. And then in July, we have a Power Pack particular guest list as well. We have Dee, if you remember her from. We have a lot of different individuals who will come onto the ministry and bless us with their different gifts from God. So you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. And once again, please continue to tell your family and friends about the Love, Lift, Jesus Up Ministry. That particular site is blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. If you want to contact me, you can. It's EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. If someone asks you what the great smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Bye, everybody.